Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Blakely Berger and friends, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'm going around this world, baby mine. I'm going around this world, I'm a banjo-picking girl. I'm going around this world, baby mine.
Tune for you guys. Classic bluegrass fiddle tune. We play a lot of those. Got any Kenny Baker fans in the audience? The one in the front row.
Thank you. Blake, you told me that you're a disciple of Jeff Guernsey, and I don't know if I know who Jeff Guernsey is.
You don't know who Jeff Guernsey
No.
is? He is a hero of mine and to many others, musicians around the region.
Simon Muir.
He is just a phenomenal musician, multi-instrumentalist. He is from Henryville, Indiana. He resides in Jeffersonville, Indiana. He toured with Vince Gill for years and toured with Steve Warner for years. He's been known to play with all sorts of people. So I studied under him for several years, and he's become a really good friend of mine and a great mentor.
Jam, they just ain't in the race. So now that you're back here, let's take another round. If you're here by my side, babe, the deal just can't go down. Now if I lose, let's lose. I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win time, my baby, she's got money all the time.
So are you from up in that area?
I'm from Louisville.
And how did you happen to find the opportunity to work with Jeff?
I was going to bluegrass jams, one in particular at the BBC in Louisville, and they had a little newsletter from the Bluegrass Anonymous. He had an ad teaching lessons, and I actually called him up to play fiddle, decided not to play fiddle and played guitar instead.
You can bet I will go and look him up.
Oh, he's amazing. He plays with a lot of people when he gets out. He's passionate about teaching. He does that a lot.
When did you start playing guitar?
I found a guitar in the trash when I was about 11 years old.
In the trash?
In the trash, yeah. I was walking.
Like a dumpster?
No, it was like in the alley. They have these junk pickups, you know, and people throw out their couches and stuff. Just walking through the alley, and there was this old guitar, didn't have any strings on it.
Was it like a 1930s Martin?
It was a herringbone. Paid for my college, you know. Yeah.
No, what was it? Do you even know?
I don't even remember. It had a metal saddle or tailpiece on it, and had a floating bridge, and it was just a real...
It's like a Toys R Us.
You wouldn't pay any money for this thing, but
it got you started.
I went to the music store and got strings and thrashed around on it that night.
At what point in your life did you develop an interest in playing traditional music, Simon?
My parents didn't listen to a whole lot of music around the house.
Really?
Yeah. But once in a while, we would go on these Sunday drives, and I remember catching a time or two, there would be some sort of bluegrass on the radio, and my ear would catch it. But it wasn't years later until I sort of discovered it, and I was basically into my late teens at that point. And I had been playing on guitar, just playing like little pop riffs and stuff. And once I discovered what you can do with bluegrass and that genre, yeah, it's pretty much taken over from there.
Stay away from me, you cause me trouble. It's been that way since from the start. While you're away, there's another way. Stay away from me.
Seems like younger kids come into the fold by the experience of being part of the community, and then the magic of the music sort of is communicated through the community. At least they are just so enamored with the magic of a community that's so accepting and eager to you know, draw you in and have you participate in any way you want to participate.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and she's been playing fiddle and also taking some classical lessons. Blakely comes over to the house frequently. They're about the same height. She absolutely adores Blakely, and I think having Blakely around as a role model and playing, it really inspires her to play more. Yeah.
Well, you have a tall 9-year-old.
I do. Yeah, she is tall.
Are you teaching at the Louisville Folk School?
Yeah, so it's been around Louisville the past 5 years or so. It's run by Dave Howard. He was in a band called 23 String Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they've been here.
So he's a great community leader, just with the purest intentions of connecting people through music. And so the objective of the folk school is, you know, to bring folk music to Louisville, and then our biggest constituency is adults. So we teach group classes for adults. And we have fiddle, mandolin, banjo, guitar. And then we also have repertoire classes where, you know, you can learn Bill Monroe songs, or I think even right now we have like a 70s pop classic. We venture outside the folk realm sometimes.
Ew.
But yeah, it's a really cool way for someone maybe who used to play an instrument and want to pick it back up to, you know, get in that group setting, which is really low pressure. And yeah, just play music together. So
you bring some of that, again, that old time sort of spirit into your classes.
Exactly.
And how many classes do you teach?
It depends on the session. So we do 4 sessions a year. Right now I'm teaching 4 classes, and then I have a few private students. It's really fulfilling. I love teaching and like drawing people to music. There's like not a feeling better than that. So just to like inspire people to get into what I'm passionate about is amazing. So I like a lot of different genres too, so I don't want to just pin myself to one genre, but
I'm not trying to pin you down or anything.
I love old-time music. I love bluegrass music. I love jazz music.
And that's nice about your training, you know, having developed all the training you have, including the classical. You can do it all, and you love it all, and we love you. It's really great to have you back on Red Barn.
That river, gonna take to that railroad, gonna lay my head right down. Let that eastbound freight train satisfy my weary mind. So much trouble everywhere that I go. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday.
We'd like to thank Blakely Berger for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We have a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thanks to all of you out there listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and share it with the world. We are coming to you live from our home here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. But let's get back to Blakely Berger.
Make my stand. Up on Blue Ridge Mountain, now make my stand. Rifle on my shoulder, six shooter in my hand. Been all around this world. Yes, I've been all around this world.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Blakely, Paul, and Simon for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time, as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.